Texte numéro 81. Pavel Durov and the Limits of Free Speech. If any one person embodies both the miracles and maladies of our digital age, it is probably Pavel Durov, the Russian-born founder of the Telegram messaging app, who was detained in Paris on Saturday. To his supporters, Durov is a hero for creating a safe space for free speech. To his detractors, he is a villain for abetting criminal activity. Durov developed Telegram with the explicit goal of evading the intrusions of big government and providing a social good. To that end, Durov promised to secure all private communications and boasted that he would never hand over any user data to any government. I regard myself as a tech entrepreneur, not as a politician or philosopher. I'd be happy to see libertarian values spread, but it's not something that I see as my mission, he told me back then. 9 years later, Telegram has become a remarkable success story, used by more than 900 million people who appreciate its simple, frictionless and seemingly secure services. It has been the service of choice for protest movements in Russia, Belarus, Iran and Hong Kong. It has provided welcome political oxygen for asphyxiating activists. Remarkably, Telegram is the preferred platform for both Ukrainian and Russian nationalists to wage their propaganda wars, hosting graphic images of the conflict. Ironically, it has also been embraced by French politicians, including President Emmanuel Macron, who viewed its services as a welcome alternative to the dominant Silicon Valley giants. However, civil society organisations and law enforcement agencies have grown increasingly concerned about the nefarious uses of Telegram, which they argue has become the new dark web. In particular, the French judicial authorities are investigating the platform for diffusing material about child sexual abuse and enabling criminal networks. Telegram has flatly rejected the charges. It is absurd to claim that a platform or its owner are responsible for abuse of that platform, the company said. In so doing, Telegram does not appear to distinguish between the threatening demands of autocratic regimes and legitimate requests of law enforcement authorities in democratic countries. The service is also less secure than it seems. Telegram does not offer users end-to-end encryption on all their messages by default, as WhatsApp and Signal do. It would be in the interests of both the company and its users to clean up its act. The somewhat infantile stance of libertarian absolutists is that there should be no limits on free speech. But a free society is not just about freedom of expression. It also revolves around the observance of laws and the protection of other precious human rights. Adapted from Financial Times, August 2024.